and welcome to Mouse Chat. I'm Lisa, and joining me today I have Sharpie, Chris, Lauren, and Steve. Welcome, everyone.
Hiya.
Hiya. Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey. How's everyone doing?
Good.
Not bad.
I have a cherry Coke.
And?
Does that count as your fruit today?
Steve has a Coke and a smile.
Yeah, I got that. This is like my little, what is it? I don't even know anymore. Two vegetables, two fruits, a meat and a bread or something. I don't know, on the food pyramid.
That's pretty close.
I missed that day. But yeah, I guess that would count as my fruit.
You miss that day every year in
You're
school?
Great.
Well, because when I go to Amber's school for and have lunch with her, like third grade lunch, they like a honey bun or something counts as the bread. Or a pizza stick.
Yeah, they offer breadsticks with marinara, and that counts as,
that counts
their,
as their bread and vegetable there.
Their vegetable.
I don't know. It's awful. It's like a little, everything comes like in little airplane food containers. Anyways, but that's why.
Oh, that just went from appetizing to not appetizing.
I know, that's why we don't do a podcast on school lunches.
Yes. We could, though. We could branch out.
We could. Or we could talk about the ABC commentary, and it would be pretty much about
which
the same.
Which is probably the equivalent. Yeah.
You know what? You get me started on school lunches, and there just might be some ugliness thrown about.
All right.
Uh-oh.
But we're going to do Disney news.
Yeah, we are.
Yay.
That's my line.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so tonight we'll be talking about Disney news.
There's a lot
you should
of news.
Steal his Coke for that, Lisa.
I should spit in his Coke for that. Should just lick it.
That's
all
okay.
It takes.
No.
All right. So tonight we've got a couple of things going on in the world of Disney. And
I just thought of another one.
Oh.
Yeah.
You want to surprise us and start with that?
Well, everybody. Yeah. So I think Chris Wood found this one in a picture on Facebook.
So you're essentially going to trump Chris Wood?
No, Chris Wood. Do you know what it is, Chris?
No, I find so many things, Steve.
There are
so
many.
I know you just find it fascinating.
I
yes.
know. So this one was...
At least you're getting credit for it.
The Polynesian. The Thank Polynesian you. DVC.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
It sounds cool.
That's right, because we talked about that yesterday.
Yeah, so...
So...
Go ahead.
Do you want to fill them in, Steve?
No, I don't.
So we all talked about... Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay. Well, I don't want to steal your thunder.
I'm just
excited.
You're kind
of excited.
I am excited.
I know.
The
he's
man
excited
has a cherry
because
Coke.
He's never going to get to
well,
stay
somebody
there.
Tell us.
Yeah, you don't know either? Oh, it's
okay,
awesome.
So,
the suspense is killing
so,
me.
We're actually going to Disney World on Saturday, all of us, except for Chris Sharps, who wasn't invited because he hasn't gone through the proper initiation yet.
What?
But oh, you didn't hear about
he,
that?
He needs
right.
his hazing?
Haven't gone yes, and you haven't gone through it either, so wear loose clothing on Saturday. But anyway,
okay.
So...
I don't know
when
about you,
go
Lisa,
to
but
Disney-
I'm glad I'm not going.
I am going, so I'm not so glad.
So anyway, we're all going to Disney World this weekend, and the one thing we all need to do is go by the Poly and take some pictures and post them on the Mouse Chat Facebook page so that we could go ahead and see all the changes.
What kind of changes?
And then, Steve, were there like three bungalows?
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Were,
so they have
were bungalows.
Yeah, it's like
bungalows
it's like,
over the water.
And, you know, it's like in Bora Bora. You know, you see those
yes.
photos, and you see the little bungalows with the docks leading out
it's,
to the water.
You know what it's like, Bora Bora, except for the water has
I know.
Brain-eating amoeba in it here.
I know. Here, yeah, it's
that pretty blue water.
That's the problem.
Maybe they'll do something about that.
It's super cool because they look just. Yeah. I mean, it's a super cool idea. And they only have three or four of them right now. They're two-bedroom bungalows. They're evidently DVC
yeah.
units, but of course you can purchase them outside of DVC.
No, you can't. Oh, they're saying that you're not going to be able to rent those two bedrooms with cash. You're going to have to use points.
Wow.
Nothing on the studios or the one bedrooms, and I guess the studios are going to be the biggest on property. Grand Floridian, they should sleep five, which is kind of nice.
Now, are they bungalows
the only ones
as well?
No, the only ones on the water are the two bedrooms,
okay.
And so far it's not cash. But you could, of course, always rent DVC points. They're going to be an arm and a leg, of course, for that.
Yeah.
You think they'll bend on that?
I don't know.
I don't think they're going to have a problem.
That's really...
Well, and they're also
I don't
rent.
Think they're
they also rent DVC yeah. now where you can get
that's
like
really
set weeks. So.
And you know what? There are people
yes,
out there that are
really
point rich, Sharpie, that are going to have no problem paying for such things with their points. And they're going to be like, yeah, I'll do that.
No, but you'll never be able
yeah,
to get in unless you're
at
home resort.
Not at the 7 month. You're going to have to buy there at 11 months, you know, because people might not know this. If you own DVC, you have priority booking at 11 months if it's your home resort. So you would have to buy at the Polynesian for that to be your home resort versus 7 months when any DVC owner can book in.
Yeah.
You have a
I
feeling?
Really
Tell us.
I got a feeling. I have a feeling that this is going to be the fastest DVC sellout in history.
Yeah.
The Polynesian Villas are the most anticipated among DVC fandom. So
there have been some highly anticipated DVC properties.
Yeah, but this one's going to sell out.
Right.
I honestly don't know, and I'm this may be pure speculation, but I honestly think that the Polynesian Villas will sell out faster than the Grand Floridian.
Yeah.
The Grand Floridian hasn't sold out yet, has it?
Nope, it has not. And in my prediction, they announced Polynesian far too soon for people who were on the cusp of buying Grand Floridian and said, oh no, we're going to wait and buy the Polynesian because
that's actually a good point. Yeah.
So many people have so many memories going all the way back to the opening of Walt Disney World of staying at the Polynesian and loving that atmosphere that is not there at the Contemporary and is not there at the Grand Floridian. But that Polynesian,
well, I have to tell
feeling
you,
that laid back.
Oh, if you read online, it sounds like a lot of people are freaking out because they think that atmosphere is going to be gone. And if you do look, the buildings right behind it, the first floor, they've all lost that view. So I think it'll be interesting to see, you know, because a lot of diehard Poly fans, they're hating the idea. Steve was reading that last night. And
the problem is I post those photos. You know, you post the photos and it's super cool. But then you get about 50% of the people or more on Facebook that are like, I can't afford these. I hate these. Why, you know, now the normal people can't see the water. Only the people that are rich can see the water. And so it starts that whole thing. So there's this huge thread on that. But I think they look cool if you want to put the money out to stay in one. My only thing about them is I think the price is going to be prohibitive versus going to Hawaii or Bora Bora or someplace. You could probably go there.
I bet you could go to Bora Bora.
I bet you could go there for the price that you would pay DVC. And the whole reason you want that bungalow is because, like Lauren was saying, you want that super blue water. You want the floor where you see the tropical fish. And you want the outside shower where you can take a shower in the nude.
Well, most of us take showers in the nude.
And you can't do any of those So all three of those things, that's what you pay for. And you can't do any of those.
I really think that they're going to do a lot of re-theming of the grounds. I really do think that the Polynesian is going to have really one heck of an awesome pool area.
Yeah.
Because it is going to be down until next March, starting in August, I think.
Well, they learned from Alani. I mean,
July, actually.
So they have to be taking a lot of things they learned from Alani and bringing them back, which would be really nice.
Yeah, I mean, they don't have a ton of land area there. So, I mean, they don't have a ton of real estate to work with. But I really do think that they're going to do something. Because whenever you really think about the Polynesian, it isn't specifically a Hawaiian-themed resort. It really is encompassing of all of the Polynesian islands and culture. So I think they're going to do a lot of things new and different at this resort that have never happened in the past. I mean, I really do think they're going to do a lot of re-landscape theming.
I hope they don't take too much away from the classicness of the Polynesian, though. Because it's been there for so long, and people do go back to what they remember. And if they change it too much, it concerns me.
I think it's going to change a lot more than what some diehard fans want it to change.
Exactly.
Because, I mean, especially with the Great Ceremonial House, whenever they wall off the main atrium area. It is going to be walled off from floor to ceiling. So, I mean, I really do think they're going to do a lot of changes in the Great Ceremonial House. Yeah. I really do think the Polynesian was due for a major update, because it was really starting to look kind of drab and not quite so deluxe.
Yeah.
I think you're really going to see a lot more around the resort of the classy island theme, like the sleek island theme instead of like the rustic island theme, especially look at the way the new rooms were modeled.
Yeah. And we saw the new rooms, I don't know, maybe a year ago, and they were very nice.
Yeah. We saw them last summer.
Yeah, they're very, very sleek.
Yeah. So the rooms, they did a good job on the rooms. I think they'll do a good job on the DVC. The pool will be nice, and they'll redo the main lobby and get rid of the waterfall and the plants, probably. But it'll be interesting to see. I don't know. I like the waterfall, but it takes up so much room.
I like the waterfall. Why? You sound so sad when you say that.
I don't know. I kind of like it, but then I kind of want to see it, you know, in 2015. And see what it looks like. I think
they're going to scale back the footprint of the atrium area, but I also think they may do like a two-story waterfall.
Mm. Oh, well, that would be pretty.
So why are you thinking that?
Just making a prediction.
I don't know.
Yeah, what are you basing this on?
I just
Chris is trying to start rumors.
I'm not trying to start any rumors. I just see that whenever you look at what Disney did at Aulani and what Disney has done at new, whenever look at the lobby area of the Grand Floridian Villas, like there's a really cool fountain water feature there.
Yeah.
I think that's something that they're going to move toward, because the Poly was missing that wow feature when you first walk into the lobby, other than the really cool, the smell from the flowers and the sound of the water, but it was really missing a wow factor. I think that this rehab, this renovation is going to bring it.
And a boat, and they'll have a boat ride.
in the lobby? I don't know about
it'll be
that.
It'll be like the Mexico Pavilion.
The Three Caballeros.
Yeah,
right?
There you go. Perfect.
Yeah. I for one, vote that down.
You're no fun.
There's always a boat ride when there's a waterfall. Oh, that'd be cool. All right, so that's the first news story. Lisa, you want to go on to the next one?
Sure. Let's go over to the boardwalk. Cuisina. Who wants to grab this?
It's closing.
It's closing.
Oh, thank God. This place is so bad.
You know,
yeah,
I was
I'm
there.
I'm excited to know what's going to go into it.
Yeah, I'm excited about that. But I went in there about 2 years ago and thought, you know, I'd give it a try. It didn't sound like the type of cuisine that I would be interested in, but I'll give it a try. And I looked at the menu, and it just wasn't happening.
Well, and Chris ate there for breakfast or something.
I have to be honest, I never ate there.
Your opportunity is gone.
I had breakfast there. I had breakfast there. It was so bad. Like, it's like, you guys know I really like food, and I think about food a lot. But when I get angry that the food is so bad, then there's an issue. You know, because, I generally have, standards.
You usually find something you like.
Yes, it was just terrible, and even the kids' pancakes were bad.
Ugh.
And the service was really slow, and it was empty.
It takes
in there.
A lot
I felt
to
bad.
Mess up pancakes.
Yeah,
it really does. Especially, especially since I found out that they use the exact same mix everywhere on property. It's just a matter of how they cook them. And
how'd you find that out?
It was terrible.
Hmm.
From the waitress at the Grand Floridian.
Hmm.
And she said that theirs are so much better because they cook them low and slow. Just like you like your barbecue.
The Grand Floridian Cafe has the most amazing pancakes ever.
They really do. I guess you know what?
Cranberry and orange, they're amazing.
Oh, those are bad. I don't care for that when there's too much going on, but the regular pancakes are good there.
Those are like the pancakes of my dreams.
Where? We ate there recently. Didn't we eat there in the last year we've eaten there?
In the last year. We did it in July.
We did.
June.
Yeah.
I know, and I had a healthy breakfast. For some reason, I was like, I'm going to eat something really good for me. And everybody else
what
was having pancakes.
Thinking?
And then the...
I don't know.
So is the pizza window closing too? I know everyone's all worried about the pizza window next to Cuisino.
No word on the pizza window.
No word on the pizza
window. I think the pizza window does better business than the restaurant.
They really need a
quick
service.
It probably does. Can I say the pizza's not
they
very
do,
good?
They do. I
though.
Agree.
Yeah, the pizza well, is
I
not.
Kids say, I think they ideal. Should put Spoodles back. I loved Spoodles.
We really wanted to eat at Spoodles, but we never got.
Do you know
chance.
What they need?
Something normal.
Do you know what they need there?
What?
A Five
they need a
Guys.
Good restaurant.
A Five Guys.
They need a Five Guys.
No, they Burgers need a good restaurant fries. There. They need another good restaurant there.
Yeah.
Well, there's
really
a ton of room
to recommend.
In there.
Yeah.
It's actually
a big
quite a big space. Yeah.
Okay. And just for, I don't think anybody said it, but it's closing on September 30th of this year.
Oh,
so we still have time.
It'll be there all summer.
Ugh.
Yeah. Chris, maybe we should go. Let's go do that this week.
No.
Really?
That's, we don't have anything that one night.
No way. It's horrible.
You know, because I need to OD on a bunch of feta.
It's odd that it's closing right at
so
Food
much
and Wine.
Feta. Yeah, good point. There's a conspiracy. Somebody on Facebook said that Kat Cora had gone downhill after she got a DUI.
I hate when that
happens. She just disappeared. But I don't, I just thought that didn't have anything to do with her restaurant, but I thought it was kind of interesting.
More rumors to spread.
It's true, though. She did get one.
This is the back alley version of Mouse Chat. I heard.
All right, what's next? Because I know there's more exciting stuff.
Ooh, I want to go to a good one. I want to go to Disney Cruise Line. There was a big announcement recently. And
big
and kind of exciting, and I don't think it'll ever happen for me, but Disney Cruise Line is going to Norway.
They're going to cruise like a Norwegian.
Wow.
Oh, wait, wrong cruise line.
I was,
you know
what
you could get one of those awesome hats.
Oh,
you get a Viking hat.
I'm wearing one right now.
Yeah, so the 2015 itineraries came out. They're booking, I believe, right now.
Right now
tomorrow
for gold and platinum.
For gold and platinum Castaway Club members, and then on the 28th for
it should be
guests.
Tomorrow, isn't it?
Tomorrow. Yeah. It's tomorrow.
Yeah, so
27th.
Yeah.
They'll start for everyone else.
Yep. And then and they also had some other itineraries, so Europe. Pretty much all over Europe.
Baltics.
I think we've
the
already
Baltic
had a pretty
one
good.
Interesting.
We've had a good level of inquiry already.
Yeah.
So I do have to wonder if some of these aren't going to sell out.
The Norwegian Fjords cruise for 7 nights. The rates are going to start at around $1,561 per person for a standard inside stateroom.
But that's not bad
it's
when
not
you consider
bad.
What you're getting.
No, it's not. I
it's
mean, that
not.
Is that an awesome itinerary.
It would be. And when you consider that a Disney cruise is typically right around $200 to $250 per person per night, and it runs lower on the older ships, but you're right in there with the 7-night itinerary at $1,100, you said?
Yep. Oh, yeah. $1,500.
$1,500, okay.
The and nine nights actually are going to start at around $2,133.
Yeah, I did a quote on a 9-night, and it was a balcony. It was a 5C. No, 5A, and it was $12,000, just under.
That's,
You know what? I did one for two inside cabins for five people, and it was $7,776 for a 7-night on Norway. I didn't think it was bad, given that it's two cabins and 7 nights.
I think that's a good price for Disney Cruise Line a very special itinerary.
It's not something you're going to do every year, but I think if you're looking for that splurge, this is going to be a fantastic voyage. I'm kind of excited.
It's definitely unique.
If I hadn't already budgeted my vacation time for Alani in next spring, we would definitely be doing this.
Rub it in.
I think the Baltic
Lisa, are you
one,
doing this one?
I don't think so. I think we're still going to look for Alaska in 2015.
Yeah, that's what we're looking at.
Now, has Alaska come out yet?
I didn't even check.
Okay.
The dates are on there.
That's sad.
I saw the dates were released on it for that.
Okay. We'll have to look.
But June 1st, 8th, 15th, 22nd, 29th of June. And then there are 4 sale dates in July and 5 sale dates in August.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
sorry.
And it seems like those Alaska ones are usually kind of reasonable, right?
They're okay. Again, a lot of times what's going to get you is the airfare. And that's going to get you on Norway. Yeah. That's going to get you on Alaska. And actually, for some people, that's what's going to get you on the Caribbean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And since they're also departing from Vancouver, that's also your flight. It's an international flight for all intents and purposes, unless you fly into the Northwest.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And drive. You could also take the train, though. I think that would be an incredible.
That would be a neat experience.
To your vacation. Yeah.
You incorporate that into it and make it part of the plan, and that would be kind of fun. Huh.
All kinds of exciting stuff.
I'm going to hire a Sharpie.
Yeah, trains are really fun with little kids.
I think they are. I think they can be. Especially when you're driving up, you know, in the northwest corner of the United States. Pretty cool.
The train.
You know what? I'm looking at.
Austin is awesome.
Oh, I was just looking at the Alaska ones for this year, and they're steep. They're equal to the Norway one.
Mm-hmm. They are.
Really?
So I have some people who are planning a wedding, and I'm like, you got to book early because you lose those good rooms, and they just keep going up. So.
But yeah. I mean, whenever you look at the prices for the Bahamas and the Caribbean, it's the same price.
Yeah.
I think it's exciting. I think both Alaska and Norway are both just so majestic. It's going to be tough to decide which way to go. But now I'm going to move on. And let's talk about day guests and fast passes, Fast Pass Plus.
So basically, Disney announced today that the My Magic Plus, Magic Bands, and Advanced Fast Passes are going to be available to off-site day guests starting next week. It's going to start March 31st. And they're going to be able to reserve 30 days before instead of 60 days for like on-site guests. I just think as of now, it's really hard to get fast passes for certain rides now. I can't imagine what it's going to be like when you open it up to everyone. I think it's a mistake.
Like, the part of me that's very selfish doesn't want off-site guests to get it, but the part of me that likes that Disney is a good company and is extending that to everyone thinks it's the right thing to do. And I don't know that it's going to be that big of a deal. To me, the bigger issue is, you know, and Lauren, you and I were talking about this today, clients that we have that will not book their fast passes until a week or two before they travel, and that would be me also. So before you had an edge over at least anyone who was booking off-site. Now you don't have that.
Right.
If you're a slacker.
Yeah. And if you're a group of people and you're trying to get that group of people together to book all your fast passes and link everybody's accounts and make sure everybody has tickets so they can all get, it's a nightmare. It's so hard to get unless if you're not a group, I don't know, if you're just a group of friends. Like, we're all going, and we still have fast passes we have to, and people we have to link and all that, and we're going in just a couple days.
Yeah, we're but that's still easy for you.
I think making them available same like, day would is as far as they should have gone.
I agree.
Because what benefit kind of do you have of booking a really, really great trip? I mean, staying in Disney's finest accommodations, what advantage do you have now other than extra magic hours, which have already been cut back in the last couple years?
Right.
Well, yeah, presumably you have a 30-day head start. And so you would have to look at it that way. The question is, you know, do people really see the value in that? Because even the people who make their fast passes at 60 days out, they edit them, they change them, they might move a dining reservation. So they change these things around. And now starting, you know, 30 days out, they don't have as much flexibility, presumably.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's hard. I mean, I can't. I
hate it.
Yeah, it's hard because we used to go just as a group and we'd show up at the Magic Kingdom and we'd be like, okay, we got here.
The whole system is still something to get used to.
Yeah, so you show up there and you're like, okay, let's go look at Thunder Mountain. Okay,
you know what,
it's 45
like
minutes. And then you get a fast pass, you come back 45 minutes and you might have the kids or the kids might be writing something else. Now it's like, okay, I got to plan 60 days out. Who's going to be watching the kids? Are the kids going to be with us? Are they going to be with the other group? Are we going to split in two? You have to plan way too much, way too far in advance when you don't even know what's going on.
Yeah. Well, and did you guys see, too, that pass holders can now make fast pass reservations up to 30 days in advance?
Yeah,
and that they can hold, it's 7 days of fast pass reservations across that 30-day period.
Yeah, mm-hmm. So they're annual pass holders. So you get fast passes 30 days out, just like day guests, which doesn't seem like much of an advantage for an annual pass holder. Well, no. The first thing I thought is like, wow, I'm being treated like a day guest.
Exactly.
Right, that's a good point.
Steve likes to be treated like he's something special.
Well, if you just spent like $700 or whatever it is on an annual pass.
And all the money.
Isn't
you
it reward
in the park,
enough to get to go to the Magic Kingdom?
Or something?
As often
I don't
as
even
want.
Know what it is. It's like somewhere between $600 and $700, I would assume, for the annual pass.
It is. It's just it's, under yeah, it's $700 like for a non-DVC owner.
Yeah. And then the worst part is Chris has the premium. Is it the premium or the premier?
She has
or
a premier. No, it's, you have premium.
Yeah.
It's the Disneyland.
Which is the one for Disneyland and Disney World.
Yeah.
Is the one I have. Ooh, it's in front of me. It says Premier Passport.
Premier.
I can't link it. So mine is linked because when I checked in to Saratoga Springs a month ago, it took the cast member 3 minutes tops to go ahead and link that. It was really quick. But I can't link the kids or my husband's over the phone. I certainly can't link it online, but I can also call and have them do it. So they said, you're just going to have to do it when you get here. Like, really? Because I spent a lot of money and I won't be doing it next year because it was a splurge. But come on.
Chris, yeah, I have to giggle ridiculous. Just a little because you have your AP right there in front of you.
I'm wearing a magic band. I'm kidding. I'm not. Maybe.
Yeah.
That's how Chris gets in and out of her bathroom. She uses a magic band.
I do. Here's the thing. I have them. Do you know why I have these fast passes in front of me? Because my travel agent, Lauren Masaryk, will kill me if I'm not ready to go when I get there on Saturday.
I heard that you were under the gun with her.
Well, we've all been like telling Lauren, we want to make fast pass. I'm like, because I don't want to get there and not have any fast passes booked at all.
You guys are good. I got it covered.
I know. So that's good. I don't care what it is. I just want to have at least some
stuff. I don't know
what
you're doing the second half of the week after I leave.
That's all right.
You're on your own.
Well, they're going to Universal. They're going to Universal, so it doesn't even matter. It's me. I need you to help me with my family gets there.
Yeah, because you're bringing half the family, and then the other half's going to join up.
Yes.
When this family leaves.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, so if
it's
you're staying.
True.
Do you lead a double life?
I do.
Hmm. It's fine with me.
Okay. So Disney released a new summer offer, and it's for stays most nights, June 15th to August 28th. They actually put like day limits on this one. So if you're staying up to 5 nights, you can get up to 30% off. 6 nights or longer, up to 35% off. And you can add a 6-day ticket to your room, the 6th day of your ticket to your room if you stay longer than 6 nights. The booking window is March 17th to June 6th. And, of course, it excludes the Little Mermaid rooms, the Grand Floridian villas, the French Quarter. This one actually excludes movies, too, which is shocking to me.
Hmm. I wonder if they have a group booked in there or something.
Yeah, they might. And Bay Lake Tower.
They could also have an international offer blocked off there.
Mm. It's very rare that you see movies blocked.
Yeah.
It's
not one I don't think I've ever seen it. French Quarter, yes, but not movies.
Are they renovating?
What, movies?
Yeah.
They're always renovating somewhere. Not that I know of. Nothing big anyway.
Let's look.
Something made me think of that. I don't know why.
All right. And while Lauren's looking that up, Chris, we were talking about the Mine Train and the rumored opening, but when is the actual dedication opening that's coming up?
The 30th, there's 30th of April, actually, there's a press event, which is a little confusing.
Yeah.
That's another story. And the next day, they're doing a dedication, and then I guess it's opened for everyone. So, oh gosh, is that April? Oh, it's May 1st. Never mind. I'm hallucinating.
You were thinking it was April Fool's Day, weren't you?
It ought to be because this thing, it's been like, what, 2 years?
Ha, the joke's on you.
Joke's on you, Chris Wood. Go back to North Carolina.
Yeah. And by the way, no listing of refurbishment.
I think the fact that the press event is a little messed up from what we're hearing is indicative of how messed up this entire thing has been so far.
Yeah, and we'll be down there, what is it, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday for the press event.
Can I go back to All Star Movies real quick?
Oh, yeah.
No refurbishment listed on Disney's website.
Okay. So no refurb.
No refurb.
Moving on. Wrapping up. Here we go. We'd like to wrap it up right here. And we're going to thank pixievacations.com for sponsoring our podcast. If you've got questions for us, you can email us at comments@mousechat.net. If you enjoy listening to our podcast, you can download those at iTunes or at mousechat.net. And we'd like to thank you for listening. And please join us again next time on Mouse Chat.